Next, the crowded, smelly troop transport and the questions tugging at Sledge's mind. Would I do my duty or be a coward? Maybe I'd disgrace my outfit by running away. Then came more last-minute training, now on the island of New Caledonia, with ominous emphasis on bayonet and hand-to-hand techniques. Sledge and his buddies were shunted into the 5th Regiment of the 1st Marine Division, replacing people killed and wounded on Guadalcanal and at Cape Gloucester, leaving Sledge proud to be a member of this distinguished unit, which fought at Belleau Wood in the First World War and was later to fight in Korea and Vietnam. When Sledge joined, it was recuperating and training on the miserable island of Pavuvu, north of Guadalcanal. Sledge was assigned to the 60mm mortar section of Company K, commanded by Captain Andrew A. Akak Haldane, remembered by Sledge as the finest and most popular officer I ever knew. On Pavuvu, rumors from the Guadalcanal campaign were numerous, and accounts of Japanese sadism and brutality fueled an attitude of murderous hatred for that enemy, hatred fully reciprocated, the Marines knew, by the Japanese. This mutual hatred, says Sledge, resulted in savage, ferocious fighting with no holds barred. This was not the dispassionate killing seen on other fronts or in other wars. This was a brutish, primitive hatred as characteristic of the horror of war in the Pacific as the palm trees and the islands. Once, after hearing blood-curdling screams close by at night, Sledge found the next morning that a Japanese soldier had jumped into a Marine foxhole where the Marine had jammed his stiff forefinger deep into the Japanese soldier's eye socket, killing him in agony. Such, says Sledge, was the physical horror and brutish reality of war for us. Both sides declined to take prisoners, and both sides defiled enemy corpses. Japanese skulls, thoroughly cleansed, became so popular as Marine and Army trophies that collecting them was finally officially forbidden. The next assignment for the 1st Marine Division was the reduction of the Japanese-held island of Peleliu, one of the Palau Island group some 500 miles east of the Philippines. Many now believe that the invasion of this 6-square-mile island was entirely unnecessary. Irrelevant to the winning of the Pacific War, some believed it at the time, holding that the island could be bypassed safely without its posing any threat to the imminent invasion of the Philippines. Just to be sure, however, Admiral Nimitz decided to neutralize the threat. Sledge and his buddies did so at a cost of 1,262 dead and 5,274 wounded Marines and 10,000 dead Japanese. The fighting on Peleliu was supposed to last 3 or 4 days. It lasted for almost 2 months, from mid-September to November 1944, and it was one of the worst slaughters of Marines in the Pacific, if one of the less well-publicized. Tarawa became better known because it was virtually the first terrible island invasion, and Iwo Jima became famous in part because of Joe Rosenthal's photography. However, the conditions for fighting on Peleliu were about as bad as they could be. The weather was hot and humid, with frequent rain and temperatures rising to 115 degrees. On the fourth day, wrote Robert Martin, a Time magazine correspondent with the Marines, there were as many casualties from heat prostration as from wounds. The island was of coral, with solid coral ridges and mesas in which the Japanese had been excavating caves and passageways for years. They used these for command posts and troop assembly chambers, and they positioned mortars and artillery pieces and machine guns at the entrances, which were often protected by movable steel doors. Although the Marines hopefully carried entrenching shovels, they found it virtually impossible to dig in through the coral, and thus they had to lie largely on the surface under deadly accurate mortar and artillery fire. To hit the jagged coral deck meant cutting and abrading yourself each time, and Marine uniforms and shoes were torn to bits. Because digging the usual toilet cat holes was impossible, Excrement was everywhere before the island was secured, its stench blending with the smells of the dead, with the whole hellish scene baked in the hot sun. As Martin reported, Peleliu is a terrible place.